Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me today. My pleasure, as always. And you're going to be glad you did, because we got a new friend who's with us right now that I want to introduce you to. Her name is Pamela Perkins. And Pamela is, she's got over 20 years of experience as a human resources communications management specialist. She's been a professor of communications, a corporate trainer, a lecturer, and of course an author. And she's the author of the new book, The Art and Science of Communication. And she's our new friend. Pamela, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim, and good morning to your listening audience.
It's good to have you here, and congratulations on your book.
Thank you very much. I'm very pleased that I'm able to get this important information out to the world.
Well, it is important, and, you know, small business owners don't have a lot of advantages or a lot of... We've got more areas than we used to have that put us on a level playing field with the big companies, like the Internet, like technology. That's helping us a lot. But there are a lot of areas that we don't have an advantage in, like capitalization. We don't have as much of an advantage as the big companies do. But there is one area that we have absolutely 100% the same ability to leverage as any big company or any nation, and that's the ability to communicate well.
That is exactly right, Jim. It's one of my favorite sayings, is that the universe is an equal opportunity employer. We've all been given the same vocation, and that's the vocation to create our lives with our words.
One of the things you talk about in your book is you use the term intrapersonal communication. I like the way you handle that in your book. Talk to us about that.
Well, the intrapersonal communication step is the first one of the communication staircase. All day long, we're going up and down the communication staircase, every one of us, into different communication arenas. And what I found as a practitioner is that many of us don't understand that we need to separate those communication experiences out to understand the art and the science of those experiences. The first experience we have every single day and that goes with us all day long is that intrapersonal experience. Not inter, but intra. Mm-hmm. And intrapersonal communication is that self-talk that we all engage in.
I quite often during the day, Pamela, I have a word with myself.
Yeah.
And I don't, you probably do too. But, you know, many years ago, probably 30 years ago, maybe a little more than 30 years ago, I worked for Xerox. And they taught me self-analysis.
Yes.
That was one of the best things I ever learned. And so I used to go on sales calls, and I'd go on a call and I'd go inside and I'd do whatever I had to do, and I would be successful or not successful. But when I came out, I'd sit in my car and do self-analysis. I would say, okay, how did I do? You know, what did I say? What would I do differently? What would I do better? What did I mess up on? You know, sometimes I'd come out of a call and I'd say, man, I wish my manager had been listening to me in there. Or I'd come out another time and I'd say, boy, I'm glad nobody else was in that room, because I messed that one up. And that was very helpful to me.
Yes, I understand totally. And what you call self-analysis, in the book, I refer to as self-reflection. And during the process of communicating, you're going through a process of self-monitoring. So you get to a point when you elevate your communication ability, you get to the point where you can monitor while you're communicating,
right,
as well as engage in self-reflection after the process.
What do I want to be saying to myself in this intrapersonal communication? What kind of conversation do I need to have?
Well, obviously, that conversation needs to be one moving you forward positively in your goals. Your business.
It's got to be honest, though, right?
It's got to be honest.
It doesn't work if it's not honest.
It doesn't work if it's not honest, but honesty is, again, what you make it first in your mind. Everything ever made small and great has been first made in the mind. And so when you hear people talking about, you know, attracting to yourself what is positive, et cetera, I'm happy that I have a science called intrapersonal communication that actually proves that that level of self-talk on a positive level as much as possible moves you forward to where you want to go. And so, yes, you want to be honest and you want to look at the pitfalls and you want to look at how to improve yourself, but that improvement first starts in the mind. So you're constantly starting your day on the right side of the bed and with those kinds of positive thoughts. I'm going to go out and get that client. I'm going to, make that sale today. I'm going to,
those are affirmations, and those are good. You got to do that. But at some point in time, you got this, and this is the part that I think where intrapersonal can break down for some people, is if they can't handle the truth, as Jack Nicholson said in that movie, because sometimes you got to say, you might say, well, I'm going to be successful, I'm going to make that sale, but then part of you's got to be saying, but if you need to change the way you do this or that, or you're not going to get the sale.
Of course,
and that hurts a little bit sometimes.
It does. It hurts a lot. But remember, what we're talking about is the seed of germination. Where does it start? It starts with the thought. Thought without action is dead.
Mm-hmm.
So you have, so everything starts. There's nothing around you. There's nothing in your studio right now. There's nothing in my office right now that did not first start with the seed of germination of thought. And then that thought, if you're the proactive person you need to be, germinates into those words that become those actions. So first comes the thought, then the thought becomes a word, then the word becomes a thing. It's a basic building block of all of creation. So we're not negating action, and we're not negating truth. We're just saying that first thought is where it all starts.
Mm-hmm. 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 So, all right, now, what are some other things that we need to do? Let's get outside of intrapersonal. Let's involve other people. What's the first thing we need to pay attention to?
Well, I think one of the important areas is, especially as communicators in small businesses, often our clients are the one-on-one prospect. And I think a good tool that you will find in the interpersonal communication chapter is how you understand that the science of communication has rules there with us governing that experience. For instance...
Hold on to that, for instance, Pamela.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break, folks. Pamela Perkins is our guest. She's the author of The Art and Science of Communications. And on the cover, it says the initials P.S. Perkins. It's the same one. Check it out when you get a chance. Tools for Effective Communications in the Workplace. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 20 after the hour, 23 after the hour, actually. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out and use them to your advantage. They're all there for you. No barrier to entry. Pamela Perkins is our guest, and she is a communications expert. Her company is Human Communications Institute, LLC, based out of... San Diego, California. Pamela, give us your website, please.
It's HCI, for Human Communication Institute, HCI-global.net.
.net. And can they find your book there?
They definitely can, but they can also find it at any Barnes & Nobles, Amazon.com, wherever you click into any major bookstores.
Wherever fine books are sold, folks, you'll find it. The art and science of communication. Okay, what do you think is the biggest impediment to good communication?
I think the fact that people don't understand that it is more than the biological function of talking. It is an intellectual function, and right before we left off the last segment...
So talking is not communicating, is it?
No, talking is biological. The mute communicate. They don't talk, but they communicate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just like listening is not hearing. Hearing is biological. You either have the ability to do so or you don't. But even the deaf listen. So that needs to help us understand the level to which we need to elevate our communication and listening abilities. It is a learned art.
It really is, isn't it? And, you know, when I was learning how to sell, you know, I had to learn how to listen to what the other person was saying instead of thinking about what I was going to say in a minute.
That's right. Well, that's that intrapersonal communication getting in the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And so what do we do? How do we fix this? How do we make ourselves available to do a better job of communicating?
Well, I think first we need to understand that there is an art to it and there's a science, just like the book says, and mm-hmm. understand that we can improve. We can improve through doing things such as reading to improve our vocabulary. We can listen more effectively by understanding there are four different arenas of listening, and if I prepare myself for each arena, I will be prepared to listen more effectively. We need to understand that there are seven basic ingredients, as I alluded to before, in every single communication experience. We're experiencing them right now, Jim, mm-hmm. and the fact that I know them gives me an advantage in this communication experience in terms of encoding my message, in terms of understanding the channel through which I'm speaking, in terms of understanding the noise that might be a part of this process.
Mm-hmm.
So there are many tools, many, many tools that are available to us. But I think the major thing I want to conclude this portion with is that the seven areas of communication that we navigate through each and every day, if we can understand as we're moving in and out of those arenas, the functions and the rules and the formulas of those arenas, it will help us communicate more effectively, whether we're going into groups, whether we're speaking publicly, whether we're speaking again to ourselves or interpersonally, mm-hmm. or cross-culturally, such as we're having a cross-cultural experience right now. And to the extent that we feel comfortable with our own personal communication, it allows us to be more comfortable with our professional communication with other people that may not look like.
One of the things that helped me to I hope to be a better listener is to when I was taught and when it was explained to me that back, you know, many, many years ago, that I already know what I know. Mm-hmm. What I need to know is what you know.
Yes.
And in those days, you were the customer with the money that I wanted to get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wanted to make the sale. I wanted you to give me the money so I could give you my stuff, and so I could get my commission. So I learned that you know I needed to get what was in your head out, so I could use it to both of our advantages. And the only way to do that is if you're talking and I'm listening.
That's exactly right. You know, I always used to tell my students, you can't teach yourself anything new. All knowledge comes from outside in. All knowledge comes from outside in. Otherwise, it's just a regurgitation of what you're constantly thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. You have to open up and listen to those around you in order to understand how to best serve them.
Right. And serving, I like the word that you use, the word serve. Isn't that a good word to include when you're thinking about communicating with other people? Isn't it important to have an attitude of service? Doesn't that promote your ability to be a better communicator?
It really does, especially for those of us that are business owners, because our primary purpose is to serve and to use whatever that gift is as a service to other people. And so when I interact with clients, when I interact with companies, it's about the service that I can provide to them on many levels. And my gift, my particular gift of communication, happens to be the level of service that I mm-hmm. want to provide. So I think if more of us think about whatever our commodity is or whatever our particular passion or gift is, if we think about it as a service to be used by others, we would be much more successful.
The book is called The Art and Science of Communication by P.S. Perkins. Pamela, to you and me. Pamela, part of your book is about intercultural communication.
Yes.
I got to wrap it up for today, but will you come back another day and let's talk about that?
I would love to.
We'll do it again. Hey, Pamela, congratulations on the book. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
See you next time. Got to go for this. No, for just a minute. I'll be back. Don't worry. Right after these messages. Just going to take a quick break. Right back with another new friend, Alan Mates, after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.